It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
And we welcome you to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're going to focus on roads in Tuolumne County and some road projects. There's been much storm damage in recent years, culverts in need of repairs, bridge projects, and so forth. A lot of people always want to know about the roads in Tuolumne County, and we're pleased to have a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency. We have the Assistant Director of Public Works, who is Kim McFarland, Tanya Allen, who is an engineering manager, and Mike Cognetti, the road superintendent. So thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having us.
So I'll start first with Kim McFarland. If you could kind of give us a little bit of an overview of Public Works.
Yeah, so Public Works actually is an agency that reports up through the Community Resources Agency, along with Community Development. And under Public Works, we have Surveying, GIS, Fleet Services, Roads, and Engineering. And that's why we have our engineering and roads department here today to talk about all things roads.
And Tanya Allen, the engineering supervisor.
Thanks, BJ, for having us. Just to kind of give you an overview of engineering and roads together, engineering division manages 8 different areas. We oversee traffic operations. This includes your speed studies, traffic counts, roadway safety assessments, collision data. We also oversee our transportation capital improvement projects. That's from beginning to end. We apply for funding. We go through the environmental design of the project, construction, and the fiscal management of them. We also oversee development, where we condition and inspect those development projects. We issue permits and encroachments. So anytime we have a transportation permit, a grading permit, utility, residential, or commercial encroachment, we would issue those permits to those individuals. We also oversee our roadway assets. So those conditions and needs, we have a pavement management program that we oversee that has 610 miles of roads. We have 13 signals. We see the striping, culverts, 53 bridges, sidewalks, and guardrails, as well as our signs. Special districts, this is your county service areas or your permanent road divisions, as well as your lighting districts. We also deal with code compliance, assisting them with grading violations and any legislative changes that may occur throughout time. So this is your updating of your ordinance code or going through Sacramento. Our road operations, they maintain our roadways, and that includes ditching, paving, patch paving, vegetation removal, culvert cleaning, shoulder backing, crack sealing, what we call larger digout or larger patch paving, which is called digouts, our signal repair, our guardrail repair, sidewalk repairs, signs, and then respond to road emergencies. So we do this all with 7 in our engineering division, and we have 26 road workers, at which this coming fiscal year, with the help of SB1, we're able to bring on more road workers and go up to 29. So we have 3 engineers and 4 technicians that pretty much work together and make this happen for us.
And
go ahead.
I was going to say, Mike Cognetti, as well as the road superintendent, what are kind of the things that you oversee?
I oversee the road crews and all the maintenance. We develop plans on traffic, you know, heavily traffic areas that we like to get a lot of brushing done, ditching done, cleaning culvert pipes. We like to, our plate is full. We have a lot of work to do. And with this additional SB1 money and extra road workers, just getting out there and getting stuff maintained and drainage flowing and the roads and safe, you know.
During the summer months, what are kind of the main type of things that keep you busy as opposed to the winter?
In the summertime, we definitely do a lot of the brushing, which is inside of our right-of-ways. And when we get the brushing done, then we're able to get our equipment in and regrade ditches, keeping the water off the road, open up culvert pipes, just ensuring that the water stays where it needs to be, not on the water, but in the ditches.
And for people who aren't familiar, brushing, what does that mean?
Brushing, you know, we take all the vegetation off the side of the roads, which also helps, you know, with line of sight and visibility. It does help with some fire prevention. It also, we take the vegetation, trees, whatever's in our right of way, I like to get it all. Because at one point or another, it could become a hazard to the county roadways. And it also, during the winter months, allows sunshine to hit the road and hopefully keep it from freezing as much.
And BJ, we have a program where we've been working with Baseline Crews. Maybe Mike can touch on that a little bit. It's been very helpful.
Yes. With the Office of Emergency Services, received a grant for roadside brushing, and we were able to coordinate with the Baseline Fire Crews to have them come out and help us do roadside brushing, which we get a lot done for the buck, that's for sure.
Yeah, in the midst of fire season, I assume most residents like to see that vegetation removed from the road so they don't see those roadside vegetation fires as much.
Yes, most do.
Mm-hmm. Tanya Allen, so for projects that have been taking place over the past couple of years, has it been a pretty busy couple of years?
Extremely. We got inundated with the storms, as well as our capital program. So just, I wanted to give a general question that always gets asked in our office is, why don't our road crews do more? And kind of just identifying to the public, when we talk about our capital improvement program versus maintenance work, we have certain restrictions under public contract code. So our new construction, which is part of our capital investment, that's what you would see in our budget as our transportation capital projects. Those include our overlays, installing a culvert, building a bridge, etc., which our road crews are limited, $60,000 per project, or in total 30% of the new construction as reported in our annual road report. So as much as we love our road crews to be able to do more, they do have restrictions under public contract code that limits them from doing that work. As we do more projects, and you can see we've done about 15 in 2018, a lot of those were our 2017 storm projects. So there was 14 of them, as well as FHWA came in and did a reconstruction of Buchanan Road that was worth $16 million. This year, we have actually completed 16 projects. We still have two in progress. Six of them were storm projects. Seven of them were our original capital projects, which were our signal at Fifth Avenue. We also had 11 bridges that received a methacrylate or concrete polyester overlay. We replaced the Hardin Flat Bridge. We also installed the Tuolumne Park and Ride, as well as doing the rubberized chip seal that you saw. We called it the Highway 120 detour maintenance project, but the majority of that work was on Jacksonville Road. We also help and assist other agencies. So we helped with CDF doing some of their pavement needs, as well as our internal divisions with solid waste doing our Pinecrest transfer station improvements. So looking forward in the future, as we're trying to complete, our goal this year was to get all of our storm projects done from the 2017 and 18 storms and get focused back on our capital program or our new construction, which we have about 20 projects scheduled for 2020, and that includes four bridges, three culverts. We have three slides. That's the remaining of our storm projects, as well as 10 roadway projects that include guardrail installation, widening, and other storm-related repairs.
I'll move over to Kim McFarland, the Deputy Director for Public Works. You know, how do projects get selected? Is it a process to come to those selections?
It is, absolutely, but I think that I'm going to pass this to Tanya.
Go back to Tanya.
Tanya actually is the expert when it comes to project selection.
So the majority of our projects are federally funded. A lot of times if the federal transportation fund or the highway trust fund identifies different programs, and the majority in the past years that's been readily available has been our highway bridge program. We have 53 bridges in which over half of them were on the eligible bridge list to be either replaced or rehabilitated. This is the feds wanting to make sure that our roadways have sound bridges to be able to cross over in any events and providing funding for that mechanism. With the recent passing of SB1, we were able to focus more on our pavement efforts. Before, back in 2014-15, we were relying solely with the help of the Tuolumne County Transportation Council and their RSTP exchange call for projects, which limited us to about $500,000 for any type of roadway project. Now with the influx with SB1, we're able to focus our efforts back to the infrastructure in the roadway as well as the pavement. So we're looking at performing more crack sealing. We have a couple projects in the works that are dealing with preventative maintenance on Tuolumne Road and Tuolumne Road North, as well as Standard Road.
And are there quite a few studies that look at how the roads are in different areas of the county?
Yes, so we actually maintain a pavement management program. This helps identify the condition of the roadway and when we would do any type of treatment that would be needed in any fiscal year. We are working towards pulling all of our other assets into that same system. They are working through different areas. We have our signs that are now incorporated. Signs typically last every 7 years, so we have to keep that cycle and work with our maintenance crew at replacing those signs in order to retain the reflectivity. We are focusing at bringing our culvert system into that same software, and it's a very useful tool because what it helps is identify the needs of the county, and that helps us present to our legislators those fiscal needs that are required. Our roadway right now, if anybody read our State of the Roads report, we are in $219 million in pavement needs, and we only receive about $4 million, and we still have other infrastructure that's in need with guardrail repair and culvert repair, as well as maintaining our bridges and other infrastructure.
So $219 million in need, that's a big task in front of you then.
Yes, that's for the next 20 years. So we definitely identify our projects coming forward with available funding. In addition to having that plan of action, our focus with our pavement management system was to bring what we call it's a functional classification as the arterials, and then we go down to our major collectors, minor collectors, and local roads. And what those classifications are identifying is how do we create interconnectivity between the state regions as well as our local regions. So typically your state regions are going to be from, you know, town to town, and then your minor and major collectors are the connectivity between our other regions such as Twain Hart to Sonora and stuff like that.
The SB1 that was referenced earlier, is there a general figure how much more money the county gets from that as opposed to past years?
So CSAC predicts that we will get about $4 million a year. It should be increasing up to $5 million. That's in addition to our highway user tax account funds, which we always called HUDA, or your gas revenues.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking about road projects and public works on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. The roads in Tuolumne County are joined in studio by Tanya Allen, who is an engineering manager with CRA, Mike Cognetti, the road superintendent, as well as Kim McFarlane, assistant director of public works. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.